What's up? Natalia here, and this is Hi Natalia, where we talk about building your business and your fortune in this new digital era. This episode was originally recorded as a YouTube video, which you can check out at youtube.com/Natalia Ray. Now let's get into it. In this video, I'm going to share with you 6 secrets that helped me work less while earning more money in my business. Hey, I'm Natalia from NataliaRee.com, and in my business, I'm a business coach and I also run a marketing agency. And I used to have this logic that most people have, that if I'm just going to work more hours, then my income will grow, right? But over time, I'm not new at this business. The things that tended to happen all the time were 2 things. The first thing that happened is that eventually, as I was working more and more, I reached my income ceiling, right? Meaning I could not actually work any more hours in order to grow my business. I was just at maximum. Now, the second thing that happened is that over time, again and again, I fell into burnout, right? And I hope you didn't have burnout before, but if you did, you would know that when you're burnt out, you literally can no longer work. You have to take a break where your income gets cut into zero, and then you have to start from scratch the entire circle all over again, right? So eventually I realized this is not sustainable. I have to figure out a different way. And kind of like the realization that I've had after attending a mastermind with one of my mentors is that in order for me to be able to work less while earning more, what I have to do is I have to detach the amount of hours that I work from the amount of money that I make, right? And over the years, I figured out 6 different ways of doing that. Then I'm going to share with you here in this video. So if you're looking to work less and earning more, here are 6 secrets to making it happen. Strategy number one that will help you work less while earning more is to use compound marketing and not just real-time marketing. And here's what I mean. What most people do online is they look at all of those influencers that have millions of followers across their social media, and they think they have to do the exact same thing in order to reach the same or better results, in order to make more money, right? So they're looking at those Instagram influencers, those TikTok influencers, etc., etc. Now, the problem with this kind of marketing efforts is that you always have to be turned on. You always have to be continuously posting content in order for you to actually achieve any kind of results, right? Because you will see, if you're going to take a look at your Instagram data, if you're going to spend a week without posting, the exposure of your account will soon go down to close to zero just because you're not publishing any new content, right? So instead, what I'm inviting you to do is to look for ways to create evergreen marketing channels that will continuously bring you traffic even when you're not posting, right? And right now in 2020, we have approximately 3 different networks for evergreen marketing. The first one will be YouTube. Posting YouTube videos because they're evergreen, because at any point in time, people can search for your video or your piece of content and they will find it. Number 2 is podcast, because people keep listening to podcasts all the way back. They're not just listening to the recent one. Once they discover your podcast, they will go back and start listening for the entire thing all over again. And the 3rd one is actually blog posts, right? And this is when you write an article, a very, very good article. It appears on Google search results and people get to you that way. Now, there's pluses and minuses to this method, right? The minus is that it takes a long time for this kind of thing to actually gain momentum. But the plus is that once it did, once you've been consistent enough, you will start generating traffic for a long, long, long time and potentially forever without ever posting new content. So the best way to go about this, my advice to you, is use both. Use the real-time marketing, work on your Instagram, work on your TikTok, but at least once a week, make sure that you post content on one of the evergreen platforms. And if you could do all 3 of them, that's probably the best. The way that I go about this is I actually write a newsletter every single week. Then I go here in front of the camera and I record that newsletter into a YouTube video. Then my assistant turns that YouTube video into a podcast as well as a blog post, which live forever on my website, and people continuously get exposed to my brand, to my offers, and become my clients even when I'm not posting any new things. Strategy number 2 in working less while earning more money is to systemize your business using SOPs. So SOPs stand for Standard Operating Procedure. And what it actually means is taking any kind of process that you do within your business and documenting it step by step, so that any kind of person who looks at these step by step process can actually emulate what you do without you having to be there, right? So for example, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know how many steps it actually takes in order to create a full blown from 0 all the way to 100 webinar funnel? One that actually is successful and makes a person person $1 million or more in a year? I do. It takes 27 steps exactly to the T, because at one point in time, I actually took all of the procedures, all of the things that I do in my company, building webinar funnels is one of them, and I documented it in a document. Then once it's documented, I can easily delegate this task of building a highly complex, highly, highly effective webinar funnel to any kind of VA, any kind of employee in my company, for them to actually do this for me without me having to be there. Now, the best part about this all is that that person that performs this SOP step by step, they don't need to be a funnel expert. They don't need to be any kind of expert, because everything is laid down in such an easy to follow manner that they can literally achieve the exact same result that I can after years and years of experience in marketing without them learning anything, simply following my process. Our SOPs are a big, big secret, and I want you to have them as well. Strategy number three to work less and earn more is to automate your business using AI and no code tools. I am one of the biggest advocates of this period of time where we have so many AI things getting developed, where we have so many no-code tools being developed. And the main reason for that is because as a business owner, AI and no-code tools allows me to do the things that I need to do for my clients without having to hire any extra employees, right? For example, if back in the day, in order to build a huge funnel to one of my clients, I needed 10 different employees to do that, now you only need 3, because the rest is actually taken care of by automatic tools, by all kinds of things that I'm doing, by the SaaS that I'm building. So the entire thing, my entire business, is actually operating as a unit without me having to be there, because I took the time to invest in automating my business. So let me give you a few examples. What if you replaced the sales calls that you're currently doing with potential clients with sales funnels? Right? So instead of you having to go on a phone call and introduce yourself and say and build your authority and explain how you work, what if instead you just build a funnel, meaning like a sales page with a video explaining what do, how do you do it, at testimonials, yada yada, and the client goes through the entire process without you having to be on the phone with them? That's one way. Another idea is, what if you replace customer email support with AI customer support, right? ChatGPT completely transformed the game. And today, I don't know if you even know this, but today you can literally create customer support chatbots that literally emulate a human being that no one on earth will be able to tell that it's not an actual person. And still, your clients will be happy. They get the support that they need 24/7 without you having to pay any kind of person in order to do that for you. These are just a couple of basic examples on how you can automate your business to make more money without you actually having to do the work and be there. I have a ton more, so I just want you to start being creative. Look at all of the processes and all of the things that you do for your business and start thinking which of these processes I can actually automate using the innovation that exists today. Strategy number four to work less and earn more is a basic one. I'm just going to run through this quickly because it's delegating your work to a team, right? So before that, we talked about SOPs and how you can create processes as a step-by-step kind of like documentation that anyone can do. So now it's the time to find someone to do this for you, right? And the best news is that you don't actually have to spend a lot of money in order to hire your first employee, because you can literally go to a country like Eastern Europe, Brazil, the Philippines, India, and hire very capable VAs, virtual assistants, that can do all of the work for you for a fraction of the cost of what you would pay in the Western world, in Europe, in the United States, in Australia, wherever you are in the world, right? So this is just an idea, but my advice to you is start hiring as soon as you can, because your job as the CEO, as the captain of your business, is to build systems, is to figure out ways to grow. It's not to actually deliver the work. It's not to actually be there in the trenches with your clients every single day. The more you do that, the more you will limit your growth to just the amount of hours that you work. So I invite you to start considering hiring your first employee. You can pay as little as $300 a month and get a whole ton of stuff done. Strategy number five for working less and earning more is to productize yourself, right? And this is especially true if you're doing any kind of service, coaching, or consulting, right? So let's say, for example, that you are a hairstylist and every single day you work in your hair shop and you do your hair for other people. Now, my question to you is, what happened if instead you chose to shoot a course teaching people how to do their own hair, a hair for an event, a hair for the wedding, whatever it is that you did, the perfect kind of like blowout. What if you can teach people how to do that in products which they can buy from you 24/7 from any place in the world? And so instead of you having to work hard and actually deliver your service to any kind of client, you can just show them how to do it themselves, and this will allow you to serve so many more people while working very, very few hours. Now, you want to hear the best part? Now, once your course is ready, we're actually going to utilize automation in order to sell it to people all over the world completely automatically. So your income just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow without you having to lift a finger. All you need to do is shoot that course once, build that funnel to sell it, that sales process to sell it once, and everything else, your income will start growing without you having to do a thing. It's one of my favorite methods. Strategy number 6 to working less while earning more is to start offering high-end packages. And what I mean by high-end packages is, instead of selling, for example, a one-time service or even a monthly service, you can just sell a package that costs $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, and in that case, everybody wins. You get to make a lot more money while working a lot less hours, and your client gets to get that much more value from you, right? So everybody wins. And in order to prove to you that this is something you're literally capable of doing, let me share a quick example. So let's say that you are a confidence coach, right? And you work with people who own businesses in order to help them raise their confidence. Now, if you wanted to earn $100,000 in a year with this kind of business, you have, let's say, two options to go about this. The first option is to continue selling your time and one-on-one sessions, right? And in this case, if you were to sell your sessions for, let's say, $100, in order to make $100,000 a year, you would have to work one-on-one 1,000 hours with clients, right? That's 1,000 hours on the phone doing Zoom calls. That's a lot of hard work for not that much money. Now, what would happen if instead you chose to make that $100,000 within 1 month? 30 days. How would you go about this? Here's an idea. Let's say that you package your entire knowledge about instilling confidence into business owners into a course. Let's say it's an 8-week course that you can sell to people via a group coaching, right? So instead of working with people one-on-one, you could just work with the entire group. So how this goes, the package that you're going to sell is a $3,000 package, where a person that buys that package gets the entire 8-module course over the scope of 8 weeks, and they also get 8 sessions with you. But it's not just gonna be you and them one-on-one, it's gonna be you, them, and the entire group, right? And in that case, if you're going to do a launch, it takes no more than 30 days, and you're gonna sign 35 business owners that will take you up on your offer and buy your package, you can make $105,000 within 30 days, right? Because $3,000 times 35 people is $105,000. Pretty cool, huh? So this is just another way of looking at it that will help you understand that you don't have to work this hard in order to make the money that you wanna make. So I hope this video gave you kind of like a few ideas on exactly how you can start working less, earning more money, and getting the kind of lifestyle that you actually want to create. Because remember, the kind of business that you're really looking to build, is it's not about becoming a millionaire, it's not about gaining 1 million followers, it's not about any of that. It's about creating the kind of life that you truly want to live. A life of freedom, freedom of your time, freedom of your location, freedom of you being able to spend time with the people that you love instead of being buried at your computer doing Zoom calls with clients all day long. Now, there are ways that you can do that. I shared 6 of them here with you today, and I hope they will get you some ideas on exactly how you can build your dream life using your dream business. I'm gonna see you in the next episode. If you have any questions for me, leave them in the comments below. Until then, yada bye.
Hey, before you go, if you like this podcast, you're going to love my free weekly newsletter, The Digital CEO. Every Saturday morning, you're going to get one useful strategy to help you start and grow a 6-figure online lifestyle business that is going to pay you to live the life you really want. Sign up now for free at natairay.com/newsletter.